Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Thursday. Kyle Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, Packer backer Kyle Wallace.
I feel good. It's Thursday. I'm a little thirsty. I think the Packers are a little thirsty too for a victory, so it's going to be a good week.
It's a tale as old as time. Packer loss in the fields, and just one day at a time, optimistic Kyle resurfaces.
Yeah, I mean, what resurfaced yesterday.
You did fully.
Saying this was not a bad loss to the Eagles, which is.
Y'all were trying to make it seem like the world was coming to an end for my Green Bay Packers, which is not true.
It's not a whole lot of optimism, but hey. There's another game on Sunday.
Yeah, they went on Sunday, then they win again on Sunday.
But again,
Sunday,
how many times have we done that? If they win, if they win this game, no matter who they play, you can't do the it's a win now.
Well, they better change. It's time to change it. It's time to put up or shut up. You ain't got no room for error now. You playing a team of the same caliber of the Panthers and the Browns. If you lose to the Giants, it's over.
I will say every game is utterly critical. Every game's already important in the NFL, but if you're the Indianapolis Colts, for instance, you drop a game or something, you're still in the lead. You'll be all right. You're going to make the playoffs. This Packer team, every game is critical. It makes each game more fun to watch.
Alex Strofe's running the show. Get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776 on YouTube, at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. So a little change up here. We're going to get into Matty Mouse LaFleur in a little bit. But this conversation came about when I was sitting at home. My wife is out of town. I know Brad doesn't have a dog. Kyle doesn't have a dog. So I was like wondering who could I ask that would give me a quick response to see if I'm crazy or not. I stumbled across a video that said, if you gave your dog away, you would receive $10,000 a week. Would you do it? And why are you making that face?
I need to get some dogs.
Why, Kyle?
$10,000 a week.
For the rest of your life.
Fido, Fofo, Fufu. Who was Air Bud?
Toto.
They all be on the streets roaming the damn streets.
$10,000 a week for the rest of your life. That's $520,000 a year.
And to be clear, giving away means to somebody else.
I would give it to the streets.
But you're not. I'll say he'd give the dog to nobody.
I would make an electric fence and put the collar on the dog so if the dog tried to come back, he'd be like, I can't come back.
That's animal abuse.
People have shock fences all the time.
No, but you're boxing it in.
Well, I'm trying to box it out.
Box it out.
It's the same thing. It's going to learn. You know, what's the Pavlov that said, you know, you learn behavior, they'll learn. Don't bring your ass back here.
You're not allowed back.
Because I ain't losing this 10 G's a week after
over you. So, Strofe, it wasn't your dog. It was your girlfriend's dog.
It's become my dog.
Wow.
And what would you do?
See ya, Patricia.
You're saying see ya, Patricia.
Hold on.
But what would your girlfriend do?
She got very angry at me. We'll get to that in a moment.
and if you have a dog, 800-990-3776, or if you don't have a dog, would you give away a dog for $10,000 a week?
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life? I get that.
But
$520K
a
year.
We are talking $520K a year. So every 2 years, you're making over $1 million.
Okay,
I'm viewing this as untaxed. Okay?
Of course you are.
In my pocket, I've got $1 million every 2 years. $10,000 a week, every week for the rest of my life.
See that money come in, you're going to think about the dog.
I'll just get another dog.
That's how replaceable your dog is.
No, I love Patricia.
No, you don't. You don't.
She's got a price. You got a bounty on her damn head.
So, like, how much do you love her?
Everybody's got a price for everything, Kyle.
So, like, you'd give away your girlfriend for $10,000 a year?
Of course not. But my girlfriend's going to live to be more than 15.
Here's the other thing. The question isn't how much do you love your dog. The question is how much does your dog love you? And the dog loves you because you feed it and you put a roof over its head.
Well, Brad,
if you took that dog and put it in another household that just fed it and kept it safe from the cold weather, that dog would love them.
Well, I didn't know Bradley Norman was the anti-dog chain.
I'm not
with
an anti-dog.
No,
I grew up with dogs. We have family dogs now.
Brad just said,
but
that
first
dog
of all,
I don't love you.
I'm not rushing to go get a Norman estate dog. That's for darn sure. And number two is, we would have this dog go to a friend's house and we traveled. They
now,
loved
you can't
it over
see
there.
The dog.
They
can't
loved
see the dog.
It over
you
there.
You can't see the dog ever again. You will never be able to see the dog ever again.
Brad's saying the dog don't care about you. So what
I'd
he's
be
saying,
good with it.
But that's like the dog not
would
the
be,
case.
I'd be very sad. I would wipe my tears with $100 bills that I'd never need to use again.
Yeah. No, Lassie don't
dispose of them.
I'd
Lassie
have a,
don't
I'd,
need to come
I'd have
home.
A yacht in 3 months.
Yeah, that's very... Yeah, what type of yacht?
Yeah, you know,
how much are
maybe a,
wait, how much are
a speedboat that sleeps.
He is kind of broke. He said a yacht is 3 months.
Well, how much are yachts?
Yachts cost like $800,000.
How big of a yacht?
Well, I'd have a yacht in 2 years.
How big, how big of a yacht?
And then you'd have nothing left over.
$500,000 yacht.
You need to keep the dogs. You can't even handle money if you had money.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, he's talking about buying yachts. So where are you going to live at?
I'd hire Brad. He'd handle my money.
Manage that for you.
He ain't gonna let you buy a yacht.
Maybe actually, if you're making that, I'd actually charge you.
I hate to say, I can't. I wouldn't be able to do it. I was looking at my. I watched this video, and we have two dogs, and both of our dogs were with us. I'd say 3 years, like just by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
My dog, her dog. Now they're our dogs. So I don't want to speak to the one that she raised. I will speak to Bruce.
Damn, you like separating the one that she raised. Wow, we know you're doing that, dog.
Kyle, he's not the stepdad. He's the dad who stepped up.
He don't want to step up no more. He said, that dog
I
be gone.
Watched that video, and I looked at my dog in its optic stems as it's looking at me and coming over and laying on my lap and just being the best thing in the entire world that you could have the worst day, and they're always happy to see you. When you have the worst day, is your fiance or spouse always happy to see you?
Sometimes.
No, not always.
Exactly.
The answer's
no. The answer's no. The dog is smiling and happy no matter what every time you come home.
Because you feed it. It knows it's mealtime.
No, yeah. They're pack like, animals.
This person like, takes care of me.
Exactly. How could I just kick Brucey out to the world?
I don't know.
For money?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
$500,000.
I looked at him and I was like, I almost started crying.
Yeah,
this is even a real scenario.
Hey, brother. Hey, there's a phone. Take videos and pictures. You can always have
that
memories.
That would be worse. That would make it worse.
Nah, I think when you count that money, all that
how
pot of water money, I think you'd be all right.
Brucey's 7.
Okay. You're at least halfway, bro.
Damn!
I know, Brad.
Yeah, let him go.
No, I want to cherish every second that I have.
You had 7 amazing
You had 7
years.
Great years. 7 great
you know
years.
How much money you would make in
let
7
Let him go
years?
Into retirement somewhere else. You'll get over it.
$3.5 million, by the way, for
he's
7
worth,
years.
So you saying this dog is worth $3.5 million. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying, Ben.
It's an impossible question.
No,
guys.
It's not. It's an easy question.
Strove. You're all talk. If you had to,
$500,000
okay,
a year
so,
for the rest of my life.
Let me rephrase this question to you.
You'd never see Patricia again, and you guys would never see me again.
I will say, there's some pretty legit yachts for $1 million.
And you
some
wouldn't have a girlfriend.
Great yachts.
I'm going to ask you this. You have the sole decision making. Your girlfriend's out of this. You are making the decision for you and your girlfriend to either get rid of Patricia or make the $10,000 a week for the rest of your
and
life.
And deal with the whatever the collateral damage of that.
No, the collateral is she ain't going to be with
him. Well, you don't know that, but.
Did you convince her to stay with a yacht?
Strofe, I'm going to tell you this right now.
See? Say, baby, I got a yacht, though.
He's calculating his response.
Yeah, she'll get over it. You'll get
a new
Patricia.
You can get a yacht after a couple of years.
Let him speak.
Tom Brady was able to get a little bit of hair from that dog and clone the damn thing. Clone Patricia. You'll be all right.
I'm just saying yacht life would be pretty sick.
She'll love yacht life. She'll love.
She?
You can't bring a dog out of yacht life.
You think she'd be there?
I mean, if she's still
so
if
this,
she stuck
this
around.
Is what I'm saying.
She'd have to stick around for 2 more years because I need to save the money to get the yacht.
I mean, if she left, I'm going to tell you one thing about these boats and these pontoons. I got a pontoon, and I got to kick women away from me sometimes back in the day.
If you have a yacht, that's going to be a problem.
A yacht?
I'll be floating out east somewhere.
Yeah.
Without your girlfriend.
Out west. You go straight to Miami.
With this money, are you with or without your girlfriend?
Most of these yachts are docked in South Beach.
Stay.
Yeah.
So would you give away the? I need a yes or a no. You need to be on the record.
Can I read you the text I got?
Of course.
What text you get? You son of a bleep. You would get rid of Patricia? That means you'd get rid of me too because I'm going with her.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, you're going to be broke forever.
And now single. Oh, no,
emotionally.
Emotionally, yeah, there it is.
Fiscally?
Emotionally.
Fiscally, I'm making $10K a week.
Oh, my gosh. Stroh, you pull the Kyle Wallace for real. You said forget all that. You just going to deal with the fallout at home, huh?
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, I would definitely drop.
I know you
dog.
Would do this.
Yeah, Ben, I can't believe you wouldn't even
He's
think
lying.
About it.
I'm not.
What did Mrs. Bruss say?
That's a great question.
If it's okay to share with the class.
Of course
it's
okay.
Stroh, I feel like you're still noodling back there. I feel like given the
noodling
option.
About what?
You know.
I feel like I've been pretty clear.
She's contemplating her freedoms in life. Mm. And for $525,000 a year, you have some freedoms.
Baby, we're retired. You don't have to pay for a dog anymore. We're retired.
That is true, man. If I have $520,000 the rest of my
Ben,
life, I would.
The rest of your life.
I would have a good life.
But Bruce!
Bruce
only got 8 years left at most.
So yeah, you know what's crazy?
You've got 60 years to go.
Been peeped
60?
With 520.
I mean, 94.
Yeah. You got 60.
Think about
Bruce
the medicine. Think about the
50,
medical.
50 is what we're shooting for.
Think about the medical opportunities you'd have. You could live forever.
No, here's the thing. No.
If you save that money wisely, you would have, by the time you're 85 years old, millions and millions of dollars.
But how is that going to help you live forever?
Well, because you can pay Magic for all the Johnson had money; he lived forever.
Brad has no idea.
I don't know
why.
What you're talking about.
Oh. Wait, really?
Magic Johnson?
You don't know?
Are you kidding me? This is like ramen noodles all over again.
Wait, what's with Magic Johnson?
I'll tell you off air.
No, this is public information.
I know.
Was he like trying to freeze himself or something? You know, cryogenically frozen like Austin Powers?
Oh,
okay.
Ben Russ, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman, Alex Strobe. This has now turned to Brad has no idea what happened to Magic Johnson,
okay,
how he's still alive.
Where were you in 1991?
Yeah, I know he's got AIDS or HIV or whatever.
Yeah. He's had it for a long time. He survived, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because of money. He had the best health care you can get, which allowed for him in a time where it was a death sentence for a lot of people to survive.
But it doesn't mean he's going to live forever.
Well, but it's been 34 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but he's going to, unfortunately,
Well, everybody dies eventually. That's the point you're making.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But
he did a great job with the health.
You can extend it.
But in the early 1990s.
It was a death sentence for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Like he had to retire, didn't he? Or he ended
he
up
did
retiring.
Retire.
Yeah.
He did retire.
Oh, now Brad's a Magic Johnson expert.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, sure.
But I will say this, though, Ben. Bruce is going to die, okay? He is. Everybody's going to die. But he's going to die 8-10 years from now, right? And when Brad took his 520.
That's a long diagnosis.
I'm trying to make the
those
kid
would be
okay.
Some rough final years for Brucey.
But when Brad took his 500,000, I took my 500,000, and Stroh took his 500,000. 8 years from now, when you see us living large, and Bruce is just in your backyard
limping.
You know,
damn,
Bruce would be limping for 2 years. You're
gonna be
and
thinking, damn, I'm sitting here working my behind off because of this dog that's in a damn wheelchair moving his back legs around because he can't walk with a cone on his hand.
And Kyle and Brad are like living on Stroh's yacht.
And meanwhile, you got. Yeah. I can't come with you, Stroh. I got to take care of Bruce. I got to change his diaper again.
Hey, Ben, you want to come to Miami and come to the yacht?
I'm not going to lie.
Bottomless pina coladas, Benny.
Kyle, I think you sold me.
Yeah, Bruce, the last thing Ben Bruss want to do is sit here and spend time taking care of a dog that can't move.
I'm spending all the money on the surgeries. I'm like, damn this damn dog.
You know what? And Brucey, if he loves you, he would want that for you.
He would.
He wouldn't want you to restrain your life for him. He's going to be just fine. He's going to be fed.
You don't know all that.
No, these dogs get rehomed all the time. I gave away my dog when I was a kid.
What do you mean?
We had a dog when I was a kid. Wait, we gave him away. We couldn't take care of him. We gave him away.
How long did you have him for?
Oh, we had him for all of probably a year.
You had him for a year?
It was too much.
What was he doing that was so egregious?
Kyle gave away a dog for no money. He was giving one away for $10K a week.
We gave him to somebody who had a farm. He liked to run, and we weren't a running family. And so we liked to run, and we said, you know what?
We're not a running family.
My mom hated dogs. She doesn't like dogs. She got chased by a dog as a kid, so she's been scared of them. So the fact that we even had the
dog. Who was the person that made the decision to get the dog then in your family? Mama Wallace and Papa Wallace.
It was me. They had some dogs, some little labs. Black labs were so cute back in the day, and I went by them damn puppies, and I got a puppy.
So there's one person who I feel like I can say this. I might get in trouble. I might not. Gina Della from Pella. Lied to her children about being allergic to dogs because she didn't want a dog. Wow. And then I'm friends with her son who works here, Austin, mm-hmm. who would watch our dogs and specifically Bruce, my dog, and bring over to Gina's, and Gina loves Bruce. So what do you think Gina would say, Brad? Because in 7 years, 6 years, 0 for 72 months, I could have a whole new brand new set of windows in my upstairs.
I mean,
and Bruce is going to be gone by then.
Tell you what, I mean,
she'd probably say,
"You know the decision, Ben.
Get rid of Bruce, even though I love him, and upgrade your windows."
That's right. I mean, because that kind of deal, this deal and that deal from Pella Windows and Doors, it doesn't just come around all the time. It comes around only every once in a while. And lucky you, it's happening right now. So if you wanted to be like Ben and just redo all those windows up top for a deal of a lifetime, then you do this with the 0% for 72 months. That's 6 years of 0% interest. You get the customizable, the beautiful, the durable, the home value increasing, and the energy cost decreasing Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So don't wait any longer. Winter is right on your doorstep. You get that free consultation. You stop into the Experience Center in Brookfield. I'll tell you what. Every time we go there, we are nothing short of inspired by looking at everything that they have for you. So get that free consultation today at PellaWI.com. And enjoy those beautiful Pella windows and doors.
No one can trust what they're going to see on Sunday because nobody knows at this point from the Green Bay Packers standpoint.
I want to put a disclaimer out there for me and Brad. We love dogs. I love dogs. I'm just not a dog guy, but I love your dog. Beautiful dogs. I love.
Why aren't you putting out a disclaimer for me and Ben?
I mean, because everybody knows Ben loves dogs, and yeah. I don't.
I'll pet your dog for 10 minutes. Yeah. And then I'll love every minute of it. I'm not trying to take it home.
Yeah, I'll let your dog jump
on my
leg.
Thanks for the disclaimer.
I just want to, because, you know, people get upset. I love dogs.
Matty Mouse LaFleur. Is he going to turn it around? We'll tell you why or why not next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The dogs out.
Of course, I go to my personal Twitter at Ben Brust, and 4 hours ago, someone followed me, and the picture of their profile is a dog.
Oh.
I don't think he would do the offer of give your dog away for $10,000 a week.
I don't know. People struggling out here. $500,000 a year.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. Ernie in a barn, how much can you get for your ex-wife? I don't know if we can make an arrangement for that, but
I don't know if you want to sell humans.
That's super illegal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you read that?
Oh, Ernie in a barn has an ex-wife, huh? I see why. All the attitude he'd be giving me all day.
Oh,
that's why I read it.
Gotcha.
And I sympathize with Ernie as a child of divorce. You should too, Strofe. Child of like 18 divorces.
Dang! Now why you take shots at him?
Because he's laughing while he's typing. / mad, like, what are you doing, Ben? What I'm doing is I am so sick of not knowing what to expect on Sundays other than expecting what the hell is going to happen. Because you go into a game 2 weeks ago where you're 13.5-point favorites against the Panthers. You bleep the bed. You score 7 points, as I've mentioned many times in this program. Shocking. They lost 10-7 in 2026. And by the way, in today's football, where kickoffs basically imaginary move the ball to the 35 and the 40.
That's a good point.
Like,
don't trust a kicker, turnover. Like, it's just like, it's like near impossible to score 7 points. It really is in today's NFL. And the Packers did that. So if on Sunday against Jameis Winston, fired coach, you know, the old coach's bump, Jameis Winston over Russell Wilson, they somehow, and when I say somehow, somehow is not even that crazy to say, they come in to Lambeau Field and beat the Packers. Does Matt LaFleur have a job?
Yeah, Matt LaFleur definitely has a job. I mean, if the Packers lose to the Giants
this weekend, Three straight games.
You're exactly right.
With Cleveland in there.
Now, I know they didn't give Mike McCarthy this treatment, but he deserves to see this year through, no matter how it goes. And honestly, too, I look at this, and I'm reflective of the 2023 season. I remember sitting here saying, we're going to jump in Lake Michigan if the Packers make the playoffs, when they were 2-5, and they had a 10% chance to make the playoffs.
I don't remember that show. I wasn't there that day.
But so happy for you that we are a unit and we do things together, Kyle. It's amazing what we get you to do when you are out. But they went ahead, they got hot, and they rattled off and won however many to make to the playoffs, right? I'm not saying that it would be likely to happen, but the reality is you have enough firepower that you have Matt LaFleur at the helm, and maybe, just maybe, even if you lose three straight in really ugly fashion, I'm still not willing to throw in the towel for the season, because if you fire Matt LaFleur, there's nobody else on the staff that's going to be able to, you know, call plays.
He can't even call plays.
Yeah, but who else is going to do it in such a way where you're like, you know what? At least the Packers still have a chance with this guy. Like, if you wanted to, if you had some young gun who is like an offensive wizard, I'd say maybe
that's
let him try his hand.
That's a problem for his coaching tree, by the way. Down. Everyone Sean wants Manion. The defensive coordinator. Adam Senevich isn't being lined up for opportunities. You know, like, that's... that's kind of an issue when you think
people,
about that.
Yeah, he hasn't had many people underneath him on the offensive side that has really had any opportunity whatsoever. So to me, I would say no. I would
Packers
say
lose to the Giants, and you say he turns it around and he's not fired. Kyle, if he loses to the Giants, you're a Packer backer. Where's your head?
Hey, he's packing his bags. He got to go. You can't lose to the New York Giants. When you look at this football team, this is the last should be easy game for the Green Bay Packers. I understand the NFL ain't easy, but if you lose to the New York Giants, Matt LaFleur has to go, because at this point now, you're talking about three straight losses, and Ben, you even alluded to it, three of your five losses would have come to bad football teams. That is a bad, bad thing for Matt LaFleur. So if he loses this football game against the Giants, he should be fired as the Green Bay Packers head coach, because at that point, I would have no faith, and neither would those guys in the locker room, should they have faith, that they're going to be able to turn around and make a run for the Super Bowl. This season ain't about just making the playoffs. This season was about making a run towards the Super Bowl. If you can't beat the Giants week 10 or week 11 in the NFL season, you ain't winning the Super Bowl, so you might as well get ready, and this will be a hot job. So you might as well get people excited about who can be the next head coach of the Green
Bay
Packers.
Do you think the Packers would actually do it?
Ah, oh, man. The Packers did fire Mike McCarthy years ago, but that wasn't with Ed Policy running the show.
And that was on the tail end of, like, that. To me, the equivalent of Mike McCarthy
broken would
be again next season.
Yeah, but something would be clearly broken with the Green Bay Packers if they cannot beat the Giants, and this often stalls out again. If your team literally goes 3 weeks in a row where you can't score more than 2 touchdowns in a game, then the offense is broken, and Matt LaFleur had enough time. He had basically almost a full month to get it figured out, and he could not get it figured out, especially against a team like the Giants. The competition only gets stiffer. The Vikings, yes, they don't have the best of records, but they still have a great defensive coordinator and a very good defense. The Detroit Lions are a fighting team. The Chicago Bears haven't been awful this year. The Broncos have a phenomenal defense. The Ravens defense is questionable, but hell, the Packers offense is questionable as well currently right now. So I would say definitely move on from Matt LaFleur if he loses this game. So is he coaching for his job on Sunday? Absolutely, because if he loses, he should be fired.
But then you're saying the rest of the year they're going to be offensively rudderless. Like, you are truly giving up on the entire season, because who else is going to come in and, you know, call plays? Senevich?
Well, not Stinovich, Luke Getsy, somebody gonna figure it all out, because at this time, if you lose to the Giants, the season's over. Like, the season's over. So we gonna wait to the end of the season to fire him, or no? I guess
they'd also
Fickle
be losing to a backup quarterback.
Huh?
They'd also be losing Jameis. To a backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's another thing. And
a third string for this team.
That's very true.
Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson, and now they're going to Jameis.
So it would be Philly. I don't see this defense getting torched on Sunday. I think it will be on this offense just to make sure that they're scoring. I ain't worried about the defense. It's the offense that needs to have a breakout game. They need to have a game saying,
that scares me.
Breakout game.
I'm not worried about the defense. Yeah, I hear you. But as soon as this Green Bay Packers team, you think one thing's rolling. Next thing you know, the opposite happens because they're so inconsistent.
Jameis is going to give you so many opportunities to get an interception on Sunday.
But he also slings it.
He does sling it, but he's going to give you some opportunities.
The Packers haven't really taken advantage of many opportunities this year.
In the last 4 weeks, they have. The Green Bay Packers are turning it up with turnovers of late. So, again, if you lose, Matt LaFleur has to go. There is
Does it matter how they lose? What if it's 35-31 and the offense actually looks decent?
Why is it 35-31 against the Giants?
Why is the Giants scoring 31 points?
Maybe what if they're off they were the night they played the Cowboys?
So you're losing 35-31.
It's the Giants!
I understand that.
Dak Prescott has legitimate weapons.
Brad, I think you're
Malik Neighbors is out. Yeah, Scadaboo out.
Yeah. Jackson Dart out. Yeah. And I think one thing you're failing to understand is that, yes, the offense is indicative of the play calling of Matt LaFleur, but he is the head football coach, not just the offensive coordinator. So if the defense gives up 35, yes, we can look up Jeff Hafley, but also Matt LaFleur is responsible for everything that happens on the field for this football team. It ain't just Hafley's defense. That is Matt LaFleur's defense because he is the head coach.
What if I told you that the interim head coach would then become Rich Bisaccia?
I know, that does not mean – I mean, he wasn't a bad interim head coach. He did well with the Raiders.
Oh, how's his one unit he's supposed to be focusing on?
The kicking situation.
They're sticking with Brandon McManus, by the way.
I don't know what
it sounds like. You have a lot of confidence in that man. That you're
the season's over if we lose on Sunday.
The only thing that would intrigue me is if you give Hafley an audition. If you fire Matt LaFleur to be like, okay, Hafley, like you're the interim head coach, and use these final games as a. But again, like he wouldn't. The offense will not improve whatsoever. The defense might still be good, but is that even a fair audition for Jeff Hafley? I wouldn't want to walk into that if I was Hafley.
But if the offense did improve, right?
How would it possibly improve?
Again.
The fired coach's bump.
Yeah.
That is a thing, I will say.
If Hafley all of a sudden becomes the leader.
Oh, sweet. I don't have to just run the ball on first and second down. We can actually do something on second down
innovative.
Besides 75% of the time running it.
Yeah. Which is actually why it's not out of the realm of possibilities for the Packers to lose, because you got a new quarterback in Jameis. They just fired their head coach, there's a little bit of a spark. From what I can tell, Daboll is sort of an unliked character.
Why do we call him Daboll?
Because the guy called him Daboll.
How do you say his name?
Dable.
Brian Dable.
Dable.
The guy that called in called him Daboll.
Daboll. I kind of like Daboll.
Daboll. He's hanging out.
I think they're going to be playing loose with a lot of spirit. I think Jameis actually brings a lot of juice to that team. So I think the Packers are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be an easy
I am done
task.
Trying to say I think the Packers are going to win.
No, they need to win. Bumps
yes, they need to win.
No, this is
it's
no
not, I think they need to win because if they don't, they are showing their true colors
See,
to everyone
the thing,
again.
The Packers are going to be probably playing tight. The Giants are going to be playing loose for all these same reasons.
Listen,
Bumps all that. You have to win this game. You have to be better than what you've been.
Well, I agree with
you
that.
You have to.
I agree.
I don't care about what's going on the other side. You need to look internally and be like, what the hell is going on here? We need to fix it. We are more talented. We invested in this defense by training for Micah Parsons. They're holding up the end of the bargain. Can they do it again today on Sunday? Well, guess what? They have to. And guess what has to change? Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, with the offensive line that they have, figuring out a way to score points. I know it's a hard task. It's all in the trenches. The offensive line is banged up. Elgton Jenkins out for the season. There's been times where the offensive line has been banged up, and they've patched it up to a point where they've been able to move the football.
This is the worst offensive line I've seen in a while with the Green Bay Packers, week in, week out.
I can't remember a worse offensive line.
They've had struggles before. I believe 2 years ago there were some struggles with Jordan Love with the offensive line, but they got it together.
They could at least run the ball with Aaron Jones.
Yeah, it just seems right now that they haven't gotten together. This may be odd to say, but it may be addition by subtraction with Elgton Jenkins at the center position. Again, Sean Ryan isn't a natural center either, but if he has a better grasp of that center position where he's just a little bit more consistent at that position, then that might be actually better for the Green Bay Packers. But again, to be seen, it hurts losing a guy like that who is a really good offensive lineman, just played him out of position and it did not work so far this year. And unfortunately, season's over.
6.5-point favorites on the road.
Ooh, that's come down.
Well, if they lose, guess what? Matt LaFleur, you're in New York. Enjoy your vacation. Extended vacation.
Just stay there?
Yeah, might as well. Don't get back on that plane ride.
Strove, how's your Wheel of Strove today? It was pretty good yesterday, so you got to make sure it's good.
I think it's even better today.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. I shouldn't even ask.
Why are you so excited about it?
Because, you know, similarly to Matt LaFleur, I came to a point with the Wheel of Strove where I needed to look inward. Ultimately, if things aren't working, it falls on nobody more than me. So as the head coach of sorts of the Wheel of Strofe, I need to take responsibility and do whatever I can to fix this thing and get it back on track. So after my day off on Tuesday, I spent the entire day reflecting, looking inward, looking at film.
Hell with that. You were hungover and tired.
I wasn't hungover or tired. I had plenty of energy and I felt good.
You were tired.
You were tired yesterday.
I started yesterday. I wasn't Tuesday, though. I felt great on Tuesday. But anyway, I was looking inward. I was probably tired because I was staying up so late on Tuesday.
You didn't come to work on Tuesday.
Yeah, but I was thinking about the Wheel of Strofe.
I don't buy that for a second. We'll find out how much you actually thought about if you deliver coming up next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
You said, oh, I'm really down in the dumps. Nobody gave me a compliment in my new sweater. So, yeah, sure. We're gassing you up, handsome. You go, king.
Look at that.
King. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe is running the show. Get us on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776. Tim says it sounds like Ben thinks he should be coaching.
Based off what?
Try your hand at it.
I'd love to try it.
I would love for you not to try it. I have hope with Matt LaFleur. I'll be hopeless with you.
Could you score at least 7 points in a game?
No.
Yeah, I'd say Jordan, just go up tempo and play football.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is.
That could work.
Yeah, I spoke too soon.
Keep it
boom,
vanilla.
Boom, roasted all of you. OC Ben coming in to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Wheel of Strofe time.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroonie on the Wheel of Strofe. I've got topics, I've got questions, I've got thoughts, I've got opinions.
You always say that, but that doesn't always come true.
We've turned a new leaf over here, okay?
Can
you just give me a sense?
Trusting the process.
Thank you.
Wheel of Strofe!
Well, that's definitely broken.
Is this thing ever going to not stop spinning?
Very, very loose spin. Gears must be oiled up.
Purple. For feeling low.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Second time we've heard this today.
But who played it?
Yesterday marked a sad day in American history, fellas, as the final penny
Yeah?
No, this legit. I'm sad.
The final penny
was
pressed.
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
I'm sad about this.
The final penny was pressed in Pennsylvania yesterday. And this marks a sad day for all Americans. We grew up using Abraham to pay for our soda pops, to pay for our Little Debbie treats at the resident gas station. And no longer will new pennies be made because it actually costs 3 cents. To print one penny, which is crazy mathematics. But I'm
the copper.
But pennies are dead, guys. Yeah. Find a penny,
pick it up all day long.
Will pennies become more valuable?
Yes.
Now,
100 years from now, yeah.
Because there's going to be a limited amount of supply.
Do you think I could make money by hoarding pennies?
There's rare pennies that can get you a lot of money. But y'all remember as kids when we saw pennies from like 1940?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, dog. As a kid, you're like, oh, wow. Dude, we're almost 100 years old with some of them damn pennies.
It's crazy to think that
the journey of a coin.
A penny in the 40s.
You got a penny
was made during World War II. Think about how many hands.
This one's older than me, 1989.
See?
Oh, that's the year I was born.
It to commemorate the final penny?
I'm good.
You don't want to frame it or anything?
I don't want to.
Pennies
penny.
Are dead, Brad.
That's okay.
Show some damn respect.
I'm sad. I mean, it makes economic sense. You can't spend more.
I'm bad. I throw away pennies.
Illegal. That's what the government's doing now, so I guess it's fine. It's not illegal.
Is
They're going to take it out.
What is that? You can't throw away money.
You're not supposed to.
Wait, why can't you, though? It's if it's Ben's money, why can't he decide what he
It's not
with
Ben's
it?
Money. Yeah, he's borrowing
If you
currency.
Light a dollar bill on fire, that's a federal offense.
Why?
What do you mean, why? It is.
You're just trying to help inflation.
You should not throw away pennies because they are still legal tender and can be exchanged for cash. Yeah, you're ruining.
I mean, I've never done it.
Oh, now you're coming back. Yeah.
Disclaimer, this is, you know,
throwing away U.S. currency generally illegal because it is considered the destruction of money, which is a federal offense.
Why is destroying money illegal?
What do you mean, why is
you have money? It's the financial guy.
Why can't you do what you want with
it? I want you to understand, the money that you have is not actually yours. Those dollar bills are the United States government.
Yeah,
that's not
correct.
Your money.
Government.
Literally, you earn this money, right? You have it, but it's not yours. It's supposed to be part of a system of exchanging cash for goods. That dollar is not yours to
own. If I have a good, I can do whatever I want with that good or dollar.
Because you now have ownership of the good. You don't own the dollar. Now, can you keep the dollar the rest of your life? Yes. But when you die, guess what? Somebody gonna go in that wallet. It's gonna be circulated right back into the economy.
Fascinated.
Y'all both going to jail.
I will miss pennies. I mean, they're still gonna be out in circulation, but there's something about a penny that's just it's
pennies.
Pure.
If
you're
I touch
wholesome.
A penny, I feel like I need to wash my hands.
You probably
should. They do smell.
Yeah, I mean, they're old.
They do smell very tinny.
Do you smell pennies?
You ever smelled pennies? Smell your hands after touching it.
Have anybody ever put change in their mouth before?
Oh, yeah. My hands. Yeah.
You put change in your mouth?
I did when I was a kid.
Will! Oh! Yeah,
my brother.
Strong.
You know, that my brother threw a quarter at my sister and...
Kyle sucking on pennies makes a lot of things make sense.
And then I heard she accidentally swallowed a quarter.
Oh. Probably got...
Comes out.
It's probably passed.
It passed.
Yeah. She was 25 cents richer. She own that quarter when it was in her system?
It's
probably in circulation. Probably somebody else now has that penny, and they don't know where it came from.
About that.
Blue, something we often talk about on this show is public bullying. You may remember last year when Paul Skeens won the Rookie of the Year award for the Pittsburgh Pirates while sitting next to his famous girlfriend, Livy Dunn. He didn't show any emotion. He just sat there. Livy gave him a hug. It was very awkward. Last night, Paul Skeens announces the NL's unanimous Cy Young Award winner. And while celebrating his victory on the same couch, his mother to his right, his girlfriend to his left, same position he was in last year when he was announced as the Rookie of the Year, gave us two double fist pumps and then hugged his girlfriend, then hugged his mother. Public bullying works. He showed some emotion. He's less robotic than ever. This is a good thing. Improvement by Paul
Skeens. That was so manufactured. Like, you could tell he was like, oh, I have to show emotion. So he's like, ugh. And here's a half-hearted hug.
Yeah, but at least he did it.
Hug.
Than last year.
Is he just not like an expressive dude?
He's kind of a robot. He's
because
just a good baseball
Cy player. Young, that's a pretty big deal. I'd be pretty excited.
I would be excited as well, but I mean, you know, that's how he's wired. Plus, his team still sucks.
They do suck.
Yeah, I mean, 1.9.
Strofe, look this up. No, don't look this up. Keep going on the wheel of Strofe.
Is he and Livy Dunn engaged yet?
They are not. Do you know who Livy Dunn is?
Yeah, she's a gymnast from LSU.
Okay, why do you know that?
She's famous.
Yeah, but you don't know things.
I don't actually know how. I mean, they're a famous couple.
Yeah,
they get shown on the screen all the time.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
It's hard to miss.
I don't think I've ever seen Livy Dunn do anything athletic.
I've never seen. She used to be like in commercials for stuff.
Yeah, she was like famous for being on social media.
So she was the highest earning NIL athlete when it was initially passed.
I will say I'm surprised I do know who she is.
Well, she was a big deal because she signed the first $1 million NIL deal.
For being
the first
attractive.
Athlete to do it.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, for being a good looking lady.
That's crazy.
Very good looking, yes.
Well, come on. It does take skill to be on the LSU gymnastics.
I'm not saying
she's
not.
Which often won national championships, yes.
Yes. Did she win? Like,
no, she did not win an individual award.
No, she won no individuals. But the team won several times.
Do y'all watch Livy Dunn because she's so great at gymnastics, or do you just see her walking around?
Yeah, I've tuned
around?
In a lot to you, watch gymnastics.
Ben watches her GRWMs. Brad, what does GRWM stand for?
GRWMs.
Oh, none of you know? I would like each of you to give me a guess. GRWMs.
Is this a gymnastics term?
I don't know, Ben. You tell me. GRWMs.
It looks like grown-ups.
Dude, you got to give us a hint.
It's gymnastics M as in money. GRWM.
It's probably an acronym.
It is an acronym. It is a social media staple.
Gosh, we're getting old.
You got nothing?
We got nothing.
Greatness
dude.
Requires.
It has to do so. No, Brett, it has to do something with her being, you know, her attractiveness and probably.
Well, not
her,
necessarily.
Her making money doing something.
GWRM stands for in social media terms.
GW, I thought it was GRWM.
GRWM, that's what I said.
Okay.
Get ready with me.
What does that even mean?
As she's doing her makeup, putting on her outfit, going out for the day.
How many GRWMs are you watching?
Get ready with me?
It's a very popular social media thing.
I know, I've seen
it. So you showed the behind the scenes?
I've made a GRWM.
No, you have not.
No, but I will.
No one would watch that.
Permission. I have a question. Permission.
KBN account, do a GRWM.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Make a GRWM on the KBN account.
Yes.
Follow us on TikTok at KBN ESPN, or you can just look up Kyle Bruston Nortman on TikTok. We have about 185 followers right now. We'd love to get over that 200 threshold. When we hit 200 followers on TikTok at KBN ESPN, a strophe, get ready with me that morning.
Are you out the shower or after the shower?
I will have clothes on. Or okay. Will I? You got to tune in to find out at KBN ESPN on TikTok.
That's a tease.
I would have never guessed what that is. I've seen people.
Do people
watch people?
People consume that?
I think it's
just
makeup.
Like to throw out there. Actually, I'd rather like to ask. Are we 2 for 2 on the new era of Wheel of Strophe?
It was good.
I thought it was wonderful.
The GRWM helped because I didn't know what that was. And I've seen makeup tutorials, but I didn't know that people actually watch other people get ready. This is a weird society.
It's really a weird time to be alive.
Brain rot.
Yes. Strophe, what now?
Colin says on the text line, Brad scoffs at pennies. He's too rich.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's
why he laughs.
Pennies.
He said, this is a story. I haven't touched a penny in a decade.
Even, I have $1 bills in my house I don't know what to do with.
I'll take them.
What are you talking about? You don't know what to do
tips.
With. Give them to me.
Brad, are you serious?
Yeah.
I have $1 in my wallet.
It's funny
right now.
Because like the cash we do keep in a safe spot in our house. like we pay generally sleeping our babysitter with them, and we've got hundreds and twenties, and I've got like a handful of ones. And I was just like,
give them to me.
Why do I have ones? I can't do anything with these ones.
This is the most cash I have on my persons inside the house or with me.
You guys are flashing single dollars.
Maybe I'll give you a dollar.
You did it too. We're so broke.
We're so broke.
Maybe I would do anything for the $500,000.
Maybe I'll give you $2.
There's not much I wouldn't do.
And sorry. Caller 10 and caller 15.
There we go, Benny.
For over-under. Over-under, it is Thursday. We team up. Strophe has a category. And you get to say if you believe in Kyle Bruston-Ortman, you could take the over or the under. If you're caller 10. Caller 15, you're going to be stuck on the other side. Someone's going to win. But over-under, 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776, Carpus Talk text line. Caller 10, you get to choose based off the category and the over-under. Caller 15, you're stuck on the other side. 800-990-3776. More next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
We were going to extend more invites, but I just jumped the gun for some reason at the meeting because I thought I was being like funny and personable, and I just don't know how to read the room. I was like, oh, this guy who doesn't know me is going to think it's hilarious that I'm with Josh, and I'm saying, hey, Josh, you didn't get the first round invite. Suck it.
How in what world would that person find that funny though?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Thursday at this time means over under is coming up here on Kyle Bruston Nortman. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison or the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. Let's hit it.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Over Under time on Kyle Bruston Nortman. I've got a topic. I've got an over under line, and we've got two callers. Caller 10 is Justin in Greendale. Not a believer today. Justin in Greendale on the under. Caller 15, John from Brookfield is on the over and followed that up with, quote, Brad's got it.
My man.
All right,
guy
Brad.
Guy at Brookfield, I knew it. I liked him.
Before I tell you the topic, I'm going to give you the opportunity to yell at me. You need to go perfect this week.
Oh,
the over-under line is 9.5.
Well, no wonder the
caller's
first one said no go. I'm doing it for John, though, from Brookfield.
I believe it to be easy.
You're always looking at the list, though, and everything in front of you always seems
no,
easy.
No, I actually played this by myself last night while I was laying in bed.
You got all 10 in how long?
I went 9 of 10.
And wait, in how long?
You went 9 of 10, but we have to be perfect?
There's three of you. There's one of me.
But how long did it take you?
Less than 3 minutes. Significantly less than 3 minutes.
What's the category?
I am looking for, through 10 weeks in the NFL, the top 5 seeds in both conferences. So I am looking for the 8 divisional leaders and the top wild card in both the AFC and the NFC through 10 weeks.
It's kind of a fun category.
Thank you. I thought so too. And I have the over-under at 9.5. You got to go perfect. Who is going to be our final answer?
If there's a tie in record.
There is a tiebreaker. If there's a tie in record, I do not believe you'll run into that situation.
The NFC North, there's literally a tie.
No, there's not. Well, the Lions have the tiebreaker because
they're but that's my point. Tiebreaker. Like the same record.
Through 10 weeks.
All right.
We're the top 5 seeds in both conferences. Your time begins. Who's our final answer?
I'll do it.
Brad's got this. John and Brookfield. Time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Denver is the quietest 8-2 of all time final.
Yeah, Denver final.
Seattle. They are the 2 seed. Denver is 8-2. They are the 2 seed in the AFC.
Well, we know Seattle final. And Rams. Lions final.
You said Lions final?
Lions final.
We know
that
Seattle
is correct.
And the Rams.
6-3, the 3 seed in the NFC.
Seattle and the Rams, I think, are both 7-2.
Yes.
So they would both either be, one would be the 5 seed or one would be the 1 seed. So
yeah,
I don't
so.
Think that would matter. So yeah, both of them.
Are they're the top wild card seed then, one of those.
They
two.
Would, yeah, they should be.
Yeah, I think Tampa is the 6. Yeah. You're right. So Seattle final and Rams final.
Seattle actually the 2 seed at 7-2, and the Rams are the top wild card also at 7-2.
So the NFC East is Philly.
Yeah.
So Philly final.
They are the 1 seed in the NFC at 7-2.
New England.
Yep.
New England final.
New England is correct. You have the 2 in
the
Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. Yes. Are looking to go 4 straight
Colts,
in the South.
Steelers, because Steelers are still number 1 right now. I believe. Colts.
Buccaneers
final.
Buccaneers final,
yeah.
You are done with the NFC.
2 minutes.
The Colts.
Colts final.
You have the top 3 seeds in the AFC. You're missing the 4
so
and 5
we
seeds.
Need the AFC North.
The AFC North. I'm pretty sure the Steelers.
I'm pretty sure it's
Steelers,
Pittsburgh as well. It's not.
Still over 500.
It's not Cincy and it's
not Ravens yet.
Yep.
So Pittsburgh final.
You are just missing the AFC wildcard team.
Okay. AFC wildcard team would be
the Chargers.
Oh, because they did win, didn't they? Ben is confident. They're ahead of the Chiefs.
Let's just think for a minute who else. I think you're right. Chiefs are below.
Chiefs are below.
There's no one else in the AFC South that's
the
close.
The Bills just lost the game.
Yes, not the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills
are
the only one.
Chargers have a better record.
AFC South is that trash.
AFC
Tennessee's trash.
West.
Houston's trash. Jacksonville is interesting.
No, but they're not near
game.
The Chargers.
I think it's Chargers.
Chargers?
Well, is there any, what other division have we not talked about?
The AFC, because we already talked about the West, so you said the Chargers, the Chiefs you don't believe in, the Raiders
well,
suck.
Well, no, they're below. I know
the
they're
AFC
below.
North,
yeah.
They're
one
all,
minute.
They all suck.
Yeah, AFC
the AFC
North.
South, they all suck. The AFC East, they all, well, the Bills don't suck.
The Bills are the only one where I'm I'm not sure. Chargers final. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Fun.
What'd you get wrong?
Chargers.
I don't remember what I got wrong.
So
it was in the NFC, I think.
Who didn't believe we could get this with 3 heads?
Well, he didn't say we couldn't. That's why he said it at 9.5.
Justin
Greendale.
Greendale. Ooh, bad day for the Greendale with Panthers. Is that their name?
Good day for the Lancers.
It is a good day for the Lancers.
Brad, tell us about our Talk and Text Line sponsor.
Oh, well, you know, we're celebrating a win here on KBN and Over Under, and I'm always celebrating with a Carbless in my hand. When I hear the chk sound of the Carbless, that's how I know it's a Thursday night. Time to sit back and enjoy it. And also a reason to celebrate. Lots to celebrate when you open up that can of Carbless. Trust every single ingredient in that can. KBN Nation, you know that's important to me. What also is important is a guilt-free experience when I have my ready-to-drink cocktail. No carbs, no sugar, no gluten, 100 calories per can, and literally a carbonation that needs to be tasted to believe. It is just right. Not too much, not too little. The absolute perfect amount of Carbless. If you've ever had a Carbless before, which I'd be shocked, KBN Nation, if you haven't, then you need to because it's perfect. Flavors for every occasion and every different person. That's what's great. I have all the flavors at the Norton Estate. So whenever people come over, if they're feeling like a margarita, if they're feeling like fruit flavors, if they want the classic cocktails like a mojito or Moscow Mule, there is a flavor for every single person. So I don't have to think twice about it. I don't have to worry about making drinks. I don't have to think about accommodating. Everybody loves a carb list, and they all have their own flavors that they love. So make the winning call and grab a carb list, especially as the weekend's on its way. You're at your grocery store, you're at your local liquor store, whatever it is. Take one hand, take two hands, pick up those carb list cases and put them in your cart and discover why list is more with carb list.
Back in 2 minutes, Kyle Brustin-Ortman.